history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Woo! Morena, Rob. How's
good
it going?
Morning, all.
Good morning,
really
good morning.
How is everyone? How are you, Tess?
Tess, mate, how are you going?
Sorry, it was just you broke up for me there a bit, Rob. But
good. I had a flashback to the studio because you normally blank me the first couple of times I talked to you in the morning. Just a little insight to what goes on.
Ouch! Big zings up in the studio this morning.
Rob, you're going to make all the listeners think I'm so nasty.
No, I'm sorry. I was just joking.
Rob, concrete thing? You said you were talking about concrete.
I've got a few little things. Someone sent me a couple of little things, which actually I really quite enjoyed, and I've added some iron stuff in. I've got a top 10 by the spin-off, and then my record thing as well.
All right.
So the first one, is, I don't know how this works out, the yellow-billed oxpecker bird sleeps in the armpit of a giraffe.
Sorry, that sounds like a riddle. Sleeps in the armpit of a giraffe.
I've read that and I thought, you know, I'm going to think about this for a little while. And then I thought, how did that happen?
How did it decide?
When did the first oxpecker bird had a busy day flying around doing stuff? It's getting dark, I've got to go home, there's a tree. Wake up in the morning, you're in the armpit of a giraffe. And you think, oh yeah, this is all right actually.
Classic night out.
This is when nature just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
nature,
mean?
Nature finds a way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Finds a way into the armpit of a giraffe.
So that's the one that made me think for about an hour. I think we all need to get out more, I know. But anyway, the official names of Scotland salt spreading trucks include Sir Andy Flurry, Ready Spready Go, and Gritty Gritty Bang Bang.
Gritty Gritty Bang Bang.
Was that Ready Spready Go?
Ready, spready, go.
Oh, my God.
Now, this one nearly made me give up drinking tea. Tea leaves uncurl when hot water is poured on them in a process known as the agony of the leaves.
Oh, no.
But then I thought about it. I thought, hang on, mine are in a bag, so they're going to be protected.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not how it works, Rob.
No, Tess, that's exactly how it works. It's absolutely fine, Rob. Keep drinking tea.
Yeah, to nerdle is to muse on a subject you know nothing about, which is what I do every week.
To do what, sorry?
To nerdle.
To nerdle.
Nerdle, like noodle.
But nerdy.
But with a U. Nurdle. To nerdle.
That's a great word.
So I'm a nerdlist.
A nerdlist.
Snurdle is to wrap up cosily in bed, which is really nice. Right, concrete story.
Nurdles and snurdles, those are great. All right, concrete story. What is this mysterious concrete story?
Concrete is stronger if carrots are added to it.
Sorry, what? Concrete?
Exactly.
And this is
now
similar.
I thought, you are having a laugh, but this is a real thing, right? Researchers funded by the European Union's Horizon 2020 has found that fibres from vegetables can strengthen concrete. Now, normally, concrete is formed with... I actually didn't really think about concrete before this. It was formed with water, aggregates, and Portland cement. So I went, right, what's an aggregate?
Yep.
That is material that includes sand, gravel, crushed stone. And Portland cement is manufactured from chalk and clay.
Oh, okay.
You add all that together, but researchers found that by adding... I never thought I'd say these next three words. We're adding tiny, nano-sized platelets. Never thought I'd ever say those.
Tiny, nano-sized platelets. All right.
From beetroot and carrots.
Ooh.
It creates a stronger mixture by increasing the amount of calcium silicate hydrate generated, which is the product that strengthens concrete.
Wow. Okay, what I want to know is this is a little bit like the bird sleeping in the giraffe's armpit. How did this originally happen? How did they go, you know what, I reckon would make this much stronger?
I thought someone might have had some coleslaw and ordered some takeaways and the coleslaw fell into the concrete.
And then
coleslaw fell into the concrete.
Well, yes, yeah, so maybe someone was mucking around and they threw a football. It is like some of, I don't know. Anyway,
how else does science happen? But, you know, accidents.
It shrinks the mixer so much that 40 kg less cement was needed per cubic metre of concrete.
Wow, that's actually quite impressive.
Does that mean that you can eat cement?
No.
Rob?
Absolutely not, no.
Listen, don't listen to what people tell you about stuff to put in your body. We've been down this road with bleach and light, so we don't want to go there.
Don't be doing any of that, though, no.
The team found the concrete-containing vegetables, the composites, surpassed mixtures with additives like graphene and carbon nanotubes.
Wow.
I checked them out, and all I read was words that meant nothing to me.
That's when you know normally, it's big science.
Normally, I write my stuff and I don't understand it until I've read it three or four times. At that, just forget it. It's all quite complicated and it's chemicals and all that, but it works.
It works somehow.
Do you think that's where the saying, like, you know, for toughen up, that people are like, drink a cup of concrete, mate? You know?
Eat
some beetroot.
Well, that's probably a good thing to do anyway.
It's also cheaper, and you can source it from food waste. It's absolutely fantastic. Plus, it also you need small amounts of concrete, and that's got so many good significant. It significantly reduces the energy consumption and CO2 emissions.
This is fantastic.
Plus, the huge bonus for me is concrete. It ends up where it belongs in concrete. Beetroot ends up in concrete because I hate it.
Do you hate? Oh, I love beetroot.
What? I like beetroot.
But it is a bit of a
It does make you wonder what might be brewing in your compost, though, right?
Beetroot,
what kind of materials you might have in there.
Beetroot should go in there, I think. Right.
What now, have you been listening to this week, Rob?
Right, I've got my top 10 from the spin-off. Have I got enough time to do that?
Of course. Okay. Go on.
Thanks for the spin-off. They did a couple of days ago. It was like maybe the top 90 or something biscuits.
Yes, I saw this.
I've actually got the top 10. Yeah, have you talked about this?
No, we haven't talked about this yet.
Okay, cool. I've got the top 10. Some of them I've never heard of before, and they just sound absolutely horrible. You've got, like, number 10 is vanilla wine.
Yep.
Number 9 is mint slice.
Classic.
Number 8, ginger nut.
Yep, also fair, yeah.
Number 7, strawberry wafers.
Now,
no. They count now, they're really cheap ones. Chocolate ones are better.
Controversial.
Number 6, dark chocolate digestive.
Yes, good call.
Number 5, lemon treats.
No, cancelled. Lemon treats are awful. Awful biscuits.
Number 4 sounds like I've never heard of these. Yellow squiggles. They just sound horrible.
Squiggles?
No, not yellow squiggles. Oh, are those the hokey pokey ones?
Those are the best ones.
Are they the hokey pokey ones?
Number 3, Choco Crunch.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some of them I never heard of. Number 2, Tim Tam Double Coat. No, I know what they are. They are well nice.
Yeah, they're good. Very deserved.
Have you ever bitten both ends off a Tim Tam and then put it into a cup of milk and drank the milk through the Tim Tam?
Tim Tam slam. Yeah.
Biscuits are for dunking in tea.
It's their primary
purpose of them. But the number one, I've never heard of this, and I'm going shopping tomorrow, I'm going to get some, chocolate butternut snacks.
Yeah, see, I also had not heard of those biscuits before I saw Mad Chapman's list in the spin-off, and I was like, this is definitely going on my shopping list this week. It's a fantastic...
It could be a ploy.
Maybe she's sponsored.
She's
sponsored by them.
It's a fair play to her, because we're always looking for that sort of stuff.
Oh, exactly.
But hopefully the listeners will get involved with that.
Yeah, let me know, folks, what do you think about that top 10 biscuits? Chocolate Thins.
But you've got to dunk them real quick. You can't hang about, otherwise they just you end up...
You've got nothing left otherwise.
Bottom, hey, which is like concrete.
Hey, Rob, what have you been listening to this week in your album explorations?
A couple will surprise you. Well, one will surprise you. Portishead.
Nice.
That's brilliant. PJ Harvey. Story from the City, Story from the Sea.
Classic.
Absolutely love that. I really enjoyed listening to this TLC with Fan Mail.
Oh, that's really, such a good album.
I'm Pretty, what a good tune.
So great. I'm not even surprised that you'd like that, Rob. That makes a lot of sense to me.
It's really, really good. Kasabian with Empire. Just going to say about that. That was really, really good. George Michael, Listen with Prejudice, which I did.
Oh, you did? And did you like it by the end of it?
Do you know what? There's nothing wrong with it.
There's no, it's a great one. It is a great one.
I wouldn't physically go and put it on.
That's all right.
But if it was put on, I wouldn't get all grumpy and stomp out of the room or anything. There's nothing wrong with it.
Just all right, that's not bad then. That's not bad.
Yeah. Luscious Jackson with Electric Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really, really good. And Pauline Henry with Pauline. Now, she was the vocalist with the chimes that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. Please, please do yourself a favour. Check her out. She had a big gap out of music, but she's recently got back into it again.
Cool.
And her voice is beautiful.
That sounds like some very good recommendations. You've asked if we can play a Kasabian song this morning, which we can,
please,
of course, do for you, Rob. Thank you very much.
For
all of the above, I would just like to say that somebody's texted in, what about Ginger Nut Chocolate Fingers? They're pretty bloody good. And I have to agree, Keith always brings Ginger Nut Chocolate Fingers to Drive Island. Big shout outs to Keith for that.
Okay.
But I think that they were disqualified from that list because they were trying to like not do the novelty biscuits, which is fair enough. But I agree. I think they're amazing.
Aren't they all novelty biscuits, really? If you don't eat them, they're novelty.
Aren't we all novelty biscuits in our hearts? Hey, thank you so much for that, Rob. We'll talk to you again next week, and we're going to play Kasabian for you after I've hit this sting.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good show, everybody, and good luck to Auckland. Just, you know, don't eat McDonald's.
Keep it up.
Cool.
Cheers, Rob.
Talk next week. Bye.
See you then. Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Nothing like catching the end of the...